Fasten your seatbelt, gals. It's snippet time. Hello and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you quit drinking with confidence, build unshakable self-trust, and lead a life that turns heads in business, career, health, and beyond. I'm Becca Jacobson, and it is snippet time. In fact, this is your sober CEO snippet, a space where we stop pretending it's fine, refuse to just cope, and start building from clarity. Fridays are dedicated to those women out there who are building their online businesses. Let's get to it. I'm a little giggly today, just feeling really good, happy to be with you. Before we start, a quick note, if you've been tuning in daily, you probably heard me mention the change coming July 1st. We're moving to 3 episodes a week plus Saturday support, so you get more depth, not more noise. Not only that, gals, but I'm in the process of creating a goodie pack for you, a golden gem of a gift package. This is a free package that you just grab right off the show starting in July. I'm building it now. It'll be ready for you next week. It's part of the shift in July. It's an amazing opportunity for you. And I can hardly wait. But that I'm not telling you about until we start July. So July 2nd, that's the first episode. That's a Wednesday, right? Oh, so excited. But anyways, that's what's coming in July. So this podcast is growing up right alongside you. More intention, more power, more space to breathe between episodes. So don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. We're just dialing the energy all the way in. All right, let's get on with today's snippet. If you're new in snippet land, you're in for a treat. So glad you found us. My dear, welcome home to snippet land. Today, I'm going to irritate some of you, and that's all right. That's good. It's all right. I'm good with that. So here's the thing, gals. I want to say something to you, and then I'm going to back it up and give you an alternative look at it. Let me stop being cryptic and get to the point. I believe we need to lighten up. We really need to lighten up. And we talk about this all the time, right? I'm always saying life is happening for us, not to us, which takes us right out of victim land and puts us in control of our lives. Okay, this happened. How can I learn from this? And all of that, that whole idea that we talk about all the time is really the idea of lightening up on life. When shit happens, we can laugh it off. We can go, okay, well, I see this happening. Didn't have this planned for today. Okay, well, let me step up and not only deal with it, but then hopefully get the lesson as well. And I talk about that a lot. I talk about lightening up, taking things lighter, because in the big scheme of things, how important is it? Okay, so now I can say all that. I can say to you, 1 year from now, who's going to care? You know, in 10 years, 50 years from now, nobody's going to even know we ever existed. Like, right? We can go like that. We can go up into a satellite, look down and see how freaking small you are. All of that type of thing I can say to you. But if you're suffering, that's actually kind of mean, if you want the truth. If you're suffering day after day after day, because you can't put the bottle down and you failed over and over and you've hurt yourself and you wake up in regret and you're still dealing with shame from the past and anger about what's happened to you and people who've done you wrong. My dears, those are real emotions. When I say all those things to you, it can feel like she is like totally blowing off my suffering. Do you think I don't recognize that? I do. But here's what I want to say about it. You don't have to keep suffering. You're choosing to keep suffering. I know for a fact there are women out there listening to me day after day after day and not taking the action you need to take to get over this shit. And so you're choosing to suffer. And then it irritates you when I say, well, laugh it off. Okay, so somebody hurt you. Oh, well, that's kind of mean. But if you're suffering, but you're choosing to suffer, why? Well, let's ask it this way. Why did I choose to suffer until I was 52? because I was you. If this is you, if you're hearing yourself here, that was me. All through my 40s, I had to wake up in regret, more anger, more frustration, more tears of anxiety, tears of frustration's a really good word. Restless, irritable, frustrated, can't settle, can't stop drinking, want to stop drinking. The agony of that is real. And I lived it all through my 30s, all through my 40s, all through my 20s, all through my life until my early 50s. I did not realize that I was choosing to suffer. I felt very much like a victim of alcohol. Like, oh my God, how many times do I have to try and fail? I'd try and I'd get my hopes all up again. And I'd get a few days, maybe a week, 10 days, a couple of weeks, I'd start to feel better. And then bam, bam, it would come along, hit me again. I'd get that voice in my head would talk me into that first drink and down I go again. Over and over, I had to live through this shit. Over and over and over, like to the point of this is ridiculous. Yes, I thought about suicide more than once. Who the hell wants to live like that? Even though I had my career and all of that going on, it was just like, this is unbelievable. I remember just thinking that, like, I cannot believe this is happening to me, that I've failed again. And here I am drinking again. And it's the next morning again. Why do I have to suffer through this? I'm here to tell you, I know how that feels. And if somebody comes along and says, oh, well, laugh it off, lighten up, take a little perspective. No one's going to care 1 year from now. I'd have punched him in the face. I mean, like, come on, right? But now I'm here to tell you that it is a choice. You are choosing to suffer when you refuse to take the path that's being offered you. I show up here day after day and I give you the path. I say to you, if you don't want to come and talk to me because that feels like too much, then tap the link and go get the 5 videos I made you. Or I say to you, tap the link and just grab the guides and learn how to breathe. Or on other days, I say to you, tap the link, book a call, come and talk with me. You do none of those things. So then other days, I say to you, go to a meeting then. If you don't, go try out the 12-step path. See if that's for you. Other days I say, find that coach. If it's not me, find them. And you do nothing except listen to the podcasts, not just mine, but other ones. Listen to the audiobook, all the Quitlet. You got it all there. It's on your list. Go ahead and scroll through a little more social media. Get in another group, blah, 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 and keep suffering. Somebody, please explain to me how that isn't choosing to suffer. It is. Because if you're hearing my voice, you've heard me say all of those things. And if you haven't done any of them, then you're choosing suffering. And so then I come right back to the beginning and I say to you, lighten up, babe. Life is not that difficult. You can let go of your regret. You can let go of the pain. You can stop being a victim. You can forgive yourself and others. You can do all of that and live in peace, joy, and harmony. And yes, you can laugh it off when shit happens. And if that annoys you because you feel totally, totally trapped, then again, I ask you, why are you choosing to suffer? I got to say this in my own defense. I didn't have anyone like me in my 30s, 40s, 20s, when I was suffering, there were no podcasts like this. There were a few Quitlet books and a 12-step meeting, a counselor, a drug and alcohol counselor, or this. I tried them all. Nowadays, the path is so much simpler. If you're a 40 plus woman, the path is right here. I built it for you because it wasn't there. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. We need a path for us. So I built it. And so I ask you again, why are you choosing to suffer? I'm not being facetious today. I really am asking you that because there are options you can take that don't include listening to yet another book or yet another podcast. You've got to take different action. You've got to be willing to take the uncomfortable action if you want to stop suffering. But hey, I'm not judging. I'm really not. It might sound like I am. I'm not. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of difficult truths to face here, a little bit of hard facts. things to look at today. But if you do want to just keep listening, that's okay. I'll be here. I'll be here every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday, and every Saturday in July and beyond. And as I mentioned earlier, I have a very beautiful, juicy, amazing free gift coming for you all starting next week. And that right there, that beautiful, I'm so excited. I want to tell you about it right now, but it's coming. That thing that I have built for you that's unlike any of those things that I listed, it's not another book, it's not another video, it's not another Quitlet, it's not another podcast, it's not another download, it's none of those. It's none of those, gals, so please get excited. And maybe that will be the moment when you decide to take action. That's why I built it, because I'm like, these gals aren't taking action. Something is stopping them from taking action. How can I help them take the action they need to take to get through this, to get started? And this is what I came up with. It is so beautiful and totally 100% unique. There's nothing else like this out there. Nothing. I guarantee it. So instead of just asking you one more time, why are you choosing to suffer? Because I do understand why. I really do. I will ask you this. Come back next week. Find out what the thing is. The thing. It's a beautiful thing. And maybe that'll be your moment. And if it isn't, that's okay. Just keep listening. But just trust me and believe me when I say you're choosing to suffer. And you can get a grin on your face. Despite all the hard things I've said throughout this snippet, I've been grinning through the whole thing. And you know why? Because I'm freaking happy, girls. I'm happy. And I've never been happy in my whole life. I've been happy now for the last few years, and I'm 59. I think I deserve it, to be honest. That's a lot of years of suffering, and I can't help it. I'm happy. I'm happy every freaking day, no matter what shit comes into my life and happens. Right? I just am. And believe me, crap does happen in my life. I'm not just living a totally friction-free life, but I'm happy. That is what I want for you, that kind of happiness that doesn't depend on a friction-free life. All right, I've said it all. Today, I've said what I need to say because I don't want to start repeating myself. I love you. I do love you. And that brings us to the end of another week and almost, but not quite, the end of June. There's one more snippet in June, and that will be Monday, and I'll see you there. But maybe you don't even want to wait till then. Maybe instead you're ready right here, right now. And if you are, then go to the show notes, tap the link that says book your call with Becca, and we'll get together and we'll talk this over. Today could be the day. You don't have to wait until next week to take that uncomfortable action and end the suffering. Because if you're a woman that knows how to do everything but this, then the help you need is right here. I'll see you on Monday. Have a beautiful weekend, gals. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.